AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A message from the UN to Israel and Hamas.
There needs to be a halt to the aerial attacks, to the rockets, to the artillery strikes going from one side to the other.
President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu he wants to see a significant de-escalation today in the region on a path to a ceasefire. Netanyahu says he is determined to continue his operation until the aim is met. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he signed a bill today
that ensures that the life of every unborn child who has a heartbeat will be saved from the ravages of abortion.
It would ban abortions after a fetal heartbeat can be detected, possibly as early as 6 weeks. The law would take effect in September in Texas, but federal courts have mostly blocked states from enforcing similar measures. The CDC has new guidelines for the wearing of masks, but one part of Congress has not made the change.
The House will be in order.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there are warnings and fines in the House if you are caught not wearing a mask.
To follow these basic standards of practice is to facilitate an atmosphere of respect for one another and for the institution and our staff.
Three Republicans have been fined. Seven others have received warnings. The operator of the Colonial Fuel Pipeline confirmed to the Wall Street Journal it paid $4.4 million to a gang of hackers who broke into its computer systems. The FBI discourages making payments to ransomware attackers. Police in Champaign, Illinois say a suspect shot and killed one police officer and wounded another during a shootout at an apartment complex. The suspect was also killed. The House approved a resolution condemning attacks in March that killed six women of Asian descent in the Atlanta area at massage businesses. Texas Republican Jody Arrington said the attacks were heartbreaking and absolutely unconscionable, but said the resolution reeks of scoring political points. This is AP News. In a reversal of a Trump administration move, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg reinstated a program that aims to help minority and disadvantaged people by ensuring local hiring for public works construction projects.
We are going to help people across the country get good jobs in construction and turn those jobs into great careers in the building trades.
The program was scrapped in 2017. The Louvre in Paris reopened today. Walid Hanani was in a long line to get in.
It means a lot. That means, you know, the COVID-19, it starts to finish, you know, when it's opening all the museums and all the public areas. That's good for us, you know. We feel more of freedom, you know. It's good. I'm happy.
Visitors are being told to be socially distant. Museums, theaters, and cinemas in Paris are reopening, along with outside areas of eating and drinking establishments that have been closed since the end of October. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.